Welcome to Celebrate Poe, episode 227, Oppenheimer and Poe. In the previous episode, I mentioned that I was going to begin a series on the role of choices in Poe's life, but I put that off until next week because I wanted to address the subjects of Poe and Oppenheimer, an episode that I had written earlier. And since Oppenheimer got the Academy Award for Best Movie of the Year last night, I thought this would be the ideal time for that episode about Poe and Oppenheimer. You could say that the Academy Awards provided the Kairos, K-A-I-R-O-S, or perfect time. And if Kairos is a new term to you, well, I'm working right now on a series of at least four episodes of the role of Chronos and Kairos timing in such varied works as the King James Version of the Bible, Shakespeare, and of course in some of Edgar Allan Poe's works. But first, getting back to Poe and Oppenheimer, a little bit of background here. Several weeks ago, I thought I would see the movie Oppenheimer on Amazon Prime. But even after paying for a Prime membership, the movie cost about $20 to stream, and I couldn't imagine paying that much for a movie that I just might not like. And I'm glad that I didn't. I got on the waiting list at the local library and probably waited for several months until the movie was available, and at least I could see it that way for free. Well, I put on the movie Oppenheimer one day and was incredibly disappointed. In my opinion, it had 3 hours of sometimes very tedious drama about people you really didn't care about. I couldn't wait for the movie to be over. I was to find out later that the subject of Oppenheimer's life is fascinating, but in my opinion, you wouldn't guess that from the Christopher Nolan movie. But I guess that's not the predominant opinion. The life of J. Robert Oppenheimer and the ethical dilemmas he faced are a fascinating story. I just don't think the movie was that good. But I guess I must be in a minority. So anyway, out of necessity, much of the material dealing with J. Robert Oppenheimer in this podcast episode will concentrate on Oppenheimer himself rather than Edgar Allan Poe for obvious reasons. In other words, this podcast has already dealt with some of the aspects of Poe's life and will now delve into the life of J. Robert Oppenheimer. To start with, J. Robert Oppenheimer's childhood was a complex and formative period that shaped much of who he was to become. If you had to describe Oppenheimer in a few words, father of the atomic bomb might be best, but that's kind of like calling Poe the mad poet. Both men were far more complex than that. J. Robert Oppenheimer was born in 1904 to a wealthy Jewish family in New York City. The father was a successful textile importer, and Oppenheimer's family gave him a privileged upbringing with exposure to art and culture. The mother was an artist, fostering her son's interest in creative pursuits such as poetry. In fact, the young Oppenheimer was so privileged that he had his own chauffeur when he was 10 years old. So the family was very wealthy. Oppenheimer was described as a solitary and precocious child, excelling academically and showing early intellectual curiosity. In many cases, similar to Poe's overall intellectual curiosity. For example, John Allen had bought Poe a telescope, and the young Poe greatly enjoyed looking at the stars. Not exactly a common activity, especially for a young boy during the early 19th century. And as you may know, Poe studied in England for 5 years, especially at Stoke Newington, a few miles from London. Oppenheimer attended the Ethical Cultural School in New York, where he thrived in such diverse subjects as literature, languages, and science. Oppenheimer also developed a deep love for mineralogy and a passion for learning, often skipping grades due to his advanced intellect. He graduated from high school at 17, but his university studies were delayed due to illness. Later, he earned his doctorate in physics at the University of Cambridge. Oppenheimer's childhood was characterized by intellectual brilliance, diverse interests, and a comfortable upbringing. Poe also enjoyed intellectual pursuits and a comfortable upbringing under the Allens, but both their childhoods included periods of solitude and confusion. These experiences likely contributed to their complex personalities and the multifaceted personas they presented later in life. While it is true that both men came from well-off families, exposing them to education, culture, and resources, Poe's family situation became unstable after John Allen's death, leading to financial struggles and near-constant instability. Both men were exceptionally intelligent and driven, demonstrating passion for their respective fields. Poe exhibited early talents in writing and languages, while Oppenheimer excelled in science and mathematics. Both men were known for their complex personalities and rather introspective nature. Poe confronted personal demons and dark themes, while Oppenheimer grappled with the ethical implications of his scientific work. Now, while Poe worked in literature, shaping the horror and detective genres, Oppenheimer was a scientific pioneer in physics and was largely responsible for developing the atomic bomb. Poe's impact was primarily literary, inspiring generations of writers, while Oppenheimer's scientific achievements forever changed the landscape of warfare and geopolitics. And while Poe often explored anxieties and darkness in his writing that often reflected his personal struggles, Oppenheimer, while grappling with the consequences of his scientific work, maintained a more, well, detached approach. I've mentioned Poe how he enjoyed using the telescope that John Allen gave him, and likewise, Oppenheimer, as a young boy, enjoyed using the microscope that his father gave him. I mean, who knows? Maybe this telescope engendered in Poe an interest in the universe and outer space, an interest that was manifest in his cosmic masterpiece, Eureka. And likewise, who knows if that microscope helped increase Oppenheimer's interest in inner space, in molecules, and in atoms. In American Prometheus, a fantastic book by Kai Bird and Martin J. Sherwin, and considered the definitive biography of Oppenheimer, the authors write that the young Oppenheimer developed a deep interest in geology, and to make a long story short, wrote a paper and sent it to the local New York Geological Society. They were so impressed that they offered him membership and asked him to read his paper at one of their meetings. Unfortunately, they didn't realize he was just a 12-year-old boy. When Oppenheimer came to the meeting with his proud father, they were able to find a box for the boy to stand on, and he gave his paper to tremendous applause. I think it's interesting that both men, due to their affluent backgrounds, might have developed a sense of entitlement or elitism. This could be reflected in Poe's sometimes arrogant tone and Oppenheimer's occasional dismissive attitude towards critics. Their families most likely valued education and achievement, pushing them to excel in their respective fields. This pressure could have contributed to their drive and ambition, but also instilled anxieties about meeting expectations. and their privileged upbringing likely granted them access to diverse cultural experiences and intellectual stimulation. This could have broadened their perspectives, but also created a disconnect from the struggles of everyday people. Poe was definitely a literary master, wielding words to paint vivid imagery, explore dark psychology, and delving into the human condition. His genius resided in his ability to tap into emotions, fears, and desires, crafting narratives that resonated deeply with readers. Poe is credited with the first modern science fiction narrative, as well as detective story, making him an important literary visionary. Oppenheimer was a scientific visionary, pushing the boundaries of physics and unlocking the secrets of the atom. His genius lay in his analytical mind, his ability to grasp complex theories, and his leadership in groundbreaking projects. Poe's literary genius continues to inspire and influence writers, filmmakers, and artists across various genres. His works endure for their timeless exploration of universal themes. Oppenheimer's scientific brilliance revolutionized warfare and geopolitics, leaving an undeniable mark on history. However, the ethical implications of his work continue to be debated, raising questions about scientific responsibility and progress. Now, getting back to Poe, as a writer in the 19th century, he definitely faced pressure to conform to popular literary styles and societal norms. His dark and introspective themes often challenged these expectations, sometimes leading to feelings of isolation and even rejection. As a leading scientist in the 20th century, Oppenheimer shouldered immense societal expectations, particularly during the Manhattan Project. The weight of developing such a destructive weapon as the atomic bomb likely created internal conflict and pressure to succeed at all costs. Both Poe and Oppenheimer definitely had their personal demons. Poe struggled with addiction, poverty, and the loss of loved ones, which fueled his darker themes and anxieties, grappling with internal demons that manifested themselves in his creative output. And despite Oppenheimer's achievements, he grappled with depression, self-doubt, and the ethical implications of his work. The potential for misuse of his scientific discoveries likely caused internal turmoil, highlighting the complex relationship between genius and responsibility. Now, it could be argued that Poe turned to his writing as both an outlet and an escape, channeling his demons into his work. Oppenheimer sought solace in philosophy, literature, and poetry, finding solace in intellectual pursuits outside of science. This duality might have helped him compartmentalize his personal struggles and the immense responsibility of his scientific work. Both men continue to be widely recognized and influential figures in their respective fields. Poe's literary works remain popular and inspire new generations of writers, while Oppenheimer's scientific achievements continue to shape our understanding of the universe. Both were multifaceted individuals with complex personal struggles and controversies surrounding their works. Both have transcended their fields and become cultural icons, inspiring adaptations, references, and interpretations across various media. Poe's legacy primarily lies in the realm of literature and popular culture, influencing horror, detective fiction, and gothic aesthetics. Oppenheimer's legacy has broader scientific and historical implications, impacting our understanding of nuclear power and the ethics of scientific progress. Poe is often remembered for his dark and macabre themes, sometimes romanticized as a tortured artist. Oppenheimer's image is more complex, associated with both scientific achievement and the destructive power of the atomic bomb. The legacies of both men are subject to ongoing reinterpretation and debate. Poe's works are analyzed through various critical lenses, while Oppenheimer's role in the Manhattan Project continues to be ethically questioned. Now, a little aside here about Oppenheimer's famous use of the Bhagavad Gita. You see, Oppenheimer had been introduced to Sanskrit, the ancient Indian language, and subsequently the Gita, as a teacher in Berkeley years before. More than 2,000 years old, the Bhagavad Gita is a part of one of Hinduism's greatest epics, and at 700 verses, the world's longest poem. When the atomic bomb was first set off in Los Alamos, it is said that words from the Gita ran through Oppenheimer's mind. Words that now he is death, destroyer of worlds. Words about as chilling as anything that Poe ever wrote. In short, both Poe and Oppenheimer could be said to suffer from depressed periods of time. With Poe, he experienced struggles with addiction, loss, and societal rejection. These factors likely fueled his exploration of dark themes like death, fear, and madness, possibly resulting in gripping and timeless works like The Raven and The Telltale Heart. Poe's personal demons added emotional depth and authenticity to his writing, resonating with readers who grapple with similar anxieties and vulnerabilities. And Poe's unconventional themes and introspective style challenged literary norms, paving the way for new forms of expression. But at the same time, these fixations on death and loss would have taken an emotional toll, contributing to his struggles with substance abuse and mental health issues. J. Robert Oppenheimer also oversaw works or events that ended up taking an emotional toll. His anxieties about the atomic bomb's potential consequences made him a vocal advocate for responsible science, raising public awareness of ethical considerations. Now, getting back to Edgar Allan Poe again, the 19th century literary scene favored romanticism and optimism, clashing with Poe's dark and introspective themes. This pressure might have pushed him to tone down his work, potentially hindering his artistic expression. Societal expectations of success and financial stability likely added pressure, contributing to his struggles with gambling and debt, further fueling his anxieties. And in an era with limited understanding of mental health, Poe's struggles with depression and anxiety might have been stigmatized, leading to isolation and hindering his pursuit of help. Another characteristic that affected both men was the fact that both Poe and Oppenheimer suffered from personal demons. With Poe, there was the early deaths of his parents, a traumatic experience that deeply affected him, shaping his melancholic themes and potentially influencing his use of alcohol and laudanum as coping mechanisms. His struggles with substance abuse likely stemmed from personal demons, but also hindered his professional stability and personal relationships. And despite his talent, Poe often felt insecure and sought validation, potentially impacting his creative choices and leading to conflicts with literary figures who were his bosses. J. Robert Oppenheimer also felt the pressure to succeed. As a leading scientist during World War II, immense pressure rested on him to develop the atomic bomb, potentially influencing his ethical considerations and prioritizing national security over personal reservations. His scientific achievements brought him fame, but also intense public scrutiny and criticism, especially after the bomb's use, impacting his emotional well-being and public image. Also, the pressures of the Cold War and the nuclear arms race might have influenced his advocacy for scientific responsibility, driven by anxieties about the potential consequences of his work. In conclusion, with Edgar Allan Poe, we're talking about a writer who masterfully explored timeless themes of death, fear, and madness, coupled with a mastery of language and imagery. Now, with the ethical implications of the atomic bomb, there's more than a little chance to create significant internal conflict, influencing Oppenheimer's later advocacy for arms control and responsible science. His complex personal life and controversial themes invite ongoing analysis through various critical lenses, ensuring his relevance in academic and literary spheres. And his enduring influence on horror, detective fiction, and gothic aesthetics, and this, here I'm talking about Poe, although at first it could have been Oppenheimer, it ensures or suggests that he'll remain a recognizable cultural figure, potentially through adaptations or references in popular culture. I mean, how many 19th century writers have indirectly furnished materials for hours and hours of content for Netflix? On the other hand, J. Robert Oppenheimer's contributions to physics and the development of atomic energy will likely remain historically significant, sparking discussions about scientific progress and its ethical implications. The ethical debates surrounding the atomic bombs used might continue to shape his public image, with interpretations potentially evolving with changing social and political context. And Oppenheimer's life and work might serve as a cautionary tale or a symbol of the vast potential and profound responsibilities associated with scientific progress. Join us for the next episode of Celebrate Poe, Choices 1, for a look at the important choices. This won't be all of the choices in the first episode, but I'm going to look at the choices that Poe made regarding his military ability versus a literary career. Episodes that you will not want to miss. Sources for this episode include the motion picture Oppenheimer, directed by Christopher Nolan, Oppenheimer, The Story of a Friendship by Abraham Pais, Oppenheimer and the Bomb by David Holloway, Oppenheimer by Philip Morris, and of course, American Prometheus, The Triumph and Tragedy of J. Robert Oppenheimer by Kai Bird and Martin J. Sherwin. Thank you for listening to Celebrate Poe.